with Empire KBCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Riverside County's 2020 homeless count will include those living in their cars. KBCR's Benjamin Perper has more.
The annual point-in-time count seeks to count all the homeless people in the county. Volunteers fan out across every city and unincorporated community in the county to count how many homeless people there are using an app. This year, those volunteers will broaden their search to include those living in their cars.
We will use the data from the 2019 point-in-time count that shows where we found people living in cars last year. And then we'll work closely with law enforcement for them to share their knowledge about where they see cars parked, and then we can focus our outreach teams to cover those areas during the point-in-time count.
Laura Gonzalez-Rivera is Riverside County's point-in-time count coordinator. She says those looking to help out with the point-in-time count can sign up at rivcoexchange.com.
They will definitely have a very interesting experience when going into the community and helping us out and helping really the homeless population in Riverside County, because the point-in-time count numbers are used for funding that comes to Riverside County. So they're very important, and we really appreciate anyone that would take the time to come out and help us count.
The 2019 point-in-time count identified 2,811 sheltered and unsheltered homeless adults and children countywide, a 21% increase from the 2018 count. Benjamin Perper, Empire KVCR News.
The average price of a gallon of self-serve regular gasoline in Riverside County was at its highest amount to close a year since 2013 today, despite dropping 55 times in 58 days. The average price rose 0.2 of a cent Tuesday to $3.508, 1.4 cents less than 1 week ago, and 24.4 cents lower than 1 month ago, but 24 cents more than 1 year ago, according to figures from the AAA and Oil Price Information Service. The increase from last year was caused by a 12-cent state tax increase that went into effect July 1st, higher cap and trade credit costs for refineries, and a price spike in the fall when shortages were caused by refinery outages and no imported gasoline was available. An exotic animal farm in Paris was burglarized yesterday, resulting in about 24 llamas being stolen and other creatures being turned loose, possibly by animal rights activists. The break-in occurred during the pre-dawn hours at the 14-acre private facility near Orange Avenue and Marietta Road, according to the Riverside County Sheriff's Department. However, after further investigation, it was determined 20 to 30 llamas were trucked away from the location by unknown suspects, the sheriff's spokeswoman said. According to published reports, the facility has recently been targeted by activists making accusations via social media, alleging abuse and neglect of the llamas, emus, ostriches, buffalo, and other livestock kept on the premises. But county officials said they found no evidence of mistreatment. The Federal Aviation Administration has approved the Eastgate Air Cargo Logistics Center planned for San Bernardino International Airport, saying that the project met all federal requirements and will not significantly affect the quality of the environment. The Eastgate Logistics Center is expected to provide about 4,000 jobs and generate millions of dollars in revenue, according to airport officials. Amazon is a rumored tenant. An end-of-year crackdown targeting drunken and drug-impaired drivers in Riverside County will get underway tonight. The California Highway Patrol will initiate its New Year's maximum enforcement period at 6 p.m., when all available officers deploy to catch impaired motorists, speeders, and other traffic violators. The enforcement campaign will run for 30 hours straight, ending late Wednesday night. Officers from all inland CHP stations will be on Inland Empire freeways, highways, and unincorporated roads looking to snare suspects. During the New Year's maximum enforcement period that marked the end of 2018, the CHP arrested 1,140 DUI suspects statewide, compared to 936 during the 2017 MEP. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.